Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Birth certificate in hand. Actually, Barack Obama's. I have no idea where mine is, frankly. I used it years ago to get a passport, but it's in a box someplace, either in Portland or Vermont, in storage, I think. Philip J. Berg on the line with us, the head birther. He runs ObamaCrimes.com. His Twitter is at Philip Berg, PHILIPBERG. And Philip, welcome to the program.
My pleasure to be on with you.
First of all, clearly, this long-form birth certificate that you and others have been clamoring for and suing for the president to release, and he has finally released, clearly, this has to be a forgery.
Well, I mean, it raises a lot of questions. Why, after 2.5 years, does he release it? Why does he come out laughing about it like it's a big joke? It's not a big joke, but my point is, I don't even care if he was naturally born in Hawaii, and it's something I've said for over 2 years.
Then why sue about it?
He was adopted in Indonesia. So I've always said, even if he was naturally born in the United States, which I don't believe he was, but let's believe him for a minute, he was adopted in his book, in his two books. One book, he said, I found my birth certificate, so why did it take so long to show it? The other, in one of the books, it stated that...
So you're saying he's an Indonesian citizen?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Okay, but you know, with this birth certificate here, I mean, you know, they think that they're going to put all this to bed, but this is the guy who is the director of the CIA, the NSA, the FBI. I mean, they create phony birth certificates, passports, entire identities routinely. There's nothing to suggest, or every reason I would think to believe that the reason it took you 2 years, and it shouldn't have taken more than a week, because they can put together, you know, a mobster informant, create a whole new identity for him in a week. I don't know why it took 2 years. That this is this birth certificate is just as phony as the other one.
Well, and a glaring thing as far as I'm concerned is his race. They indicate his race is African. In 1961, no one called a race African. You were either black or Negro. You weren't African. I mean, I don't know where that came from.
Well, his father was African. It says race of father.
No, it says race of him.
It says race of father African, race of mother Caucasian. Where's it got race of him? I'm looking here and not seeing it.
Well, maybe I'm not sure. Okay, I haven't seen the document.
Yeah, I got the document right in front of me. It doesn't say that.
But even race of father being African. I mean, African's not a race.
Well, his father was an African citizen.
So. Right.
Yeah, okay. So more proof that this is a phony birth certificate. You know, seriously, Philip, though, isn't it time to just like drop this and apologize to the American people?
No, not at all. Because then, if you're showing your birth certificate, show all other documents. Release your college records. I believe he hasn't released his college records because they will show that he applied for and received foreign aid either from Kenya or Indonesia.
Because he's a sleeper? Do we have a Manchurian candidate as president? Is that where this all ultimately ends up?
Well, possibly, but I just know he's not legit. I really believe that Obama is a phony. Obama is an imposter.
Well, let's assume for a moment, Philip, that you're right, that he actually is a citizen of Indonesia because his father adopted him, and that when he went to Colombia, he got money secretly smuggled in from Kenya to help him go to college from his grandmother who lives in that dirt shack. If that was the case, what does that mean for us as Americans right now? How does that affect the future of this country?
Well, I think that very possibly for the last 2 years, our country has been blackmailed. I think we're the laughing stock of the world. Someone just came into one of my supporters' office in North Carolina 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about this, and the woman said, everyone in Kenya knows he was born here. I mean, think about who could be blackmailing him for various issues. You know, various issues, he's a Johnny-come-lately,
Wait a minute, you say that America is the laughing stock of the world, yet George W. Bush has tried twice to leave the country and can't do so because other countries either don't want him or are willing to arrest him as a war criminal. Barack Obama goes to other countries. He's an absolute rock star. Our ratings, the United States, after 8 years in the absolute toilet with George W. Bush, we are more highly regarded by more nations in more ways than arguably any time since the Kennedy administration.
Yeah, but you got to remember, what do you have in there? You have Obama, who has gone around the world. But Obama has gone around the world apologizing.
He never apologized for America.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a Sean Hannity, Frank Luntz language lie, frankly. Barack Obama never apologized for it. Give me one example of his an apology that he made for the United States. One example, just one.
Sure. I don't have
You're an attorney. You've been litigating this stuff. You've been living it day in and day out. You got to have at least one example, Philip.
Well, I don't on that issue because that was not my issue.
Okay, but, so if he's released his birth certificate, if he releases his college records to satisfy Donald Trump's concern that, you know, how could a black guy have actually gone to college, where do you go next?
Well, we go to release all your records dealing with your adoption. You know, I didn't bring the adoption up. The adoption's brought up in his book. In one of his books, he states, "My stepfather, Lolo Sotoy, returned to Indonesia before my mother and I. When I went there, I immediately went to school. In the 1960s, the only one who could go to school there were those considered natural born."
Now, these are not his words. These are your words.
Well, I'm paraphrasing what's in his book. In his book, he says this. He says, I don't have the exact words here. In his book, he says...
Well, if we're going to quote President Obama, let's use his exact words.
Well, I'm not quoting him. I'm paraphrasing it, okay?
So, but in other words, we're using Philip Berg's words.
I'm using Philip Berg's words of what he writes in his book.
Of how you interpret what he wrote in his book. Okay, that's fine. I mean, you know, and I'm not saying that that's necessarily wrong, but let's just be clear about that. I don't want anybody to think that, mistakenly think that what you're doing is reading from President Obama's book. But again, if you have lived and breathed this all these years, why don't you have his book in front of you to simply read what he said to us?
I can pull the quotes out for next time because there's so much on this.
I would think you'd have this memorized by now.
Well,
this is your life.
Well, like Maya Sotoyer, she was interviewed two different occasions. One time she said he was born in Woman's Medical Hospital in Hawaii. The next time she said he was born in Capilina Hospital. The birth certificate today indicates Capilina Hospital.
Well, it was Capilina's Gynecological Hospital. That's a women's hospital. So maybe it's, you know, a maternity and gynecological hospital. There were not men in that hospital. So you've got both answers are right, apparently.
Well, no. She definitely have, and we have on our website, she spoke about two different hospitals he was born. I mean, what happens is when you're telling the truth, you're consistent. And when you're not, when you're lying, you go all over the board.
Phil, I have a suggestion. You familiar with David Icke's and his research?
Say again?
Are you familiar with David Icke's and his research, Behold the Pale Horse, and all these works about, you know, that have looked into the history of America and the Fed and all this stuff, and, you know, how we've been basically kind of taken over? David has this theory that there are these people who live under the earth who are lizard people who are not human. Bill Clinton was one of them, and that he came up to the surface and zipped on his human suit every day and you know, just... But he was really doing the work of the lizard people. You think it's possible that Obama's not human?
No, I don't buy into that. Okay, I don't follow that.
He's just not fully human. He's not a legitimate white guy who should be in the White House.
Hey, he's not constitutionally eligible to be president of the United States. That's the issue. It has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with any other factor here. You know. The fact is that he's not constitutionally eligible to be president, and he knows it. And so show all your records. You know, he comes out with a birth certificate today. What's it going to take, another 2 years to come out with the college records, another 2 years to come out with the adoption records?
I mean, why has nobody ever asked this of any white candidates ever anywhere?
It's not a black and white issue because up to now we've known where people were born.
Why? No, we haven't. We've never asked any white candidate to prove this kind of stuff, ever. Have you ever sued a white candidate for their birth certificate?
No.
Nobody else has, to the best of my knowledge, either. How do you know Joe Biden was born here? How do you know Nancy Pelosi? I mean, there's a pretty strange ethnic-sounding name. And John McCain, I mean, holy cow, and he's so old. He must, you know, he could have come here in his 30s and had time to change his accent. Nobody knows. In fact, he was born in Panama.
In Panama, correct.
And so maybe he spoke Spanish as his first language. Anyhow. Philip J. Berg, ObamaCrimes.com. Philip, good luck on your quest.
Thank you very much.
Our modern Don Quixote.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.